Can we say our takbir and then stand up? I think that was your question. Was it? Naam? Naam? If it was that one, that's clear. We mentioned this. We mentioned it on the day we discussed the certain istirah. Two ways. You can stand up, and as you are standing up from the sajda to sit down for your jalsa, you raise your hand. But you will not raise it again when you are standing up. Or you stand up and sit down. When you want to stand up, you raise it again. Any time between when you raise your head and when you stand up, you can say the takbir at these times. In fact, if someone thinks about the text very well, even the raising of the hands, you can still make it when you are fully up. Because he told us to pray the second, the third, the fourth raka'at as we made the first raka'at. And in the first raka'at, we raised our hands while standing. So it would mean the two, It will mean that raising the hands is also allowed while standing. Based on your question. So you can raise your hands anytime in between these. From the time you raise your head up to the time you stand up, fully, even after your jalsa to istirahah. You either raise your hand between your sajda and jalsa to istirahah, or between jalsa to istirahah and actual standing, or when you are fully up, you raise your hand. Any time in between this time, you can raise it. Any time in between this period, you can say takbir. So that's why I said it would have been an easier thing. But I think your question was about from the at-tashahhud al-awwal to the third rak'ah. That after the tashahhud and the salatu ala nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, people still raise their hands, make takbir and stand up. That was what I thought your question was. That's not a problem. You don't find people do that. There's a hadith that Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani mentioned in Sufah to Salat al-Nabi. He left the hadith under the chapter Al-Qiyamu ila raka'ati al-Thalitha. So you see, it is after tashahhud. Calls it Al-Qiyam ila raka'ati al-Thalitha. Standing for the third raka'ah. Which raka'ah will that be? The one after tashahhud al-awwal. So you need to mention a hadith. Very strange. It's in Musnad Abi Ya'la. And he affirmed this authenticity in Silsilat al-Ahadith al-Sahiha. He said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا قَامَ مِنَ الْقَعْدَةِ, when he stands up from the sitting, كَبَّرَ ثُمَّ قَامَ, he makes the takbir. After that takbir, then he stands up. The issue we were discussing in the last class is that the takbir should be in between the standing and the in between the sitting and the standing, because it is takbiratul intiqal. But here, this is a clear cut proof that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam kabbara, he made the takbir while on the feet. Summa, after that, qama, he stood up. So after tashahhud, you want to stand up for the third rak'ah. You can say Allahu Akbar, and then you stand up. This is what it means. like we said for Qiyam, after Qira'ah, you want to go for Ruku, you mention it then. You can say Allahu Akbar while still standing, and then you go. We say we have a proof for that. But what we have not seen is that when you are sitting down, you want to stand up. Can you say that again when you are still sitting down before you stand up? Did you remember this answer? Do you understand? Does anyone of us have an issue with this issue?
For his question. That was what you understood from his question. Abu Abdullah even gave you a hadith last time. It's a clear cut hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he stands up, he wants to stand up from the seat. He still sitting down, kabbara. He makes the takbir first. Summa qama. After he makes that takbir, note why he will now stand up. So it means after our tashahud and everything, say Allahu Akbar, complete, then stand up.
He was very explicit in it in Silat al-Sahihah. You can check number 604, Silat, the verified hadith. So strange, it was only mentioned by Imam Abu Ya'la. He was the only one who reported it in his movement. And it's not the Sahih, according to Imam al-Albani. He also mentioned that hadith in Sifat al-Salat. When Sifat, he will give you reference for, in Sifat al-Salat, he will give you reference for Silat. Take the pains to check it so that you can verify what you have said. So if a person is sitting down, he can say takbir before he stands up. He will say the takbir fully and then stand up. It's from the ways that it is allowed. Allah. Aside that, there are four other issues we will discuss today. And with them, inshallah, we'll end this description of Sifat al-Salat al-Nabi. And we'll return to our book, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyyah al-Masail al-Fiqhiyyah. In Ad-Durar, we are on Bab Kayfiyyat al-Salat, the chapter about the manner of observing the Salat. Al-Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, Muhammad ibn Ali, he was very academic. Very academic. If someone reads it, if he does not learn the Sifat al-Salat as he went through it, he may not know how to really operationalize it. And this class is not a lecture. It's not a lecture. In a lecture, the lecturer will encourage you. And there you go. You may not see him again. But here I will be seeing. You may say one thing wrong last week, we'll correct it this week. You may say, we don't know last week, this week we'll correct it. And we'll continue. Something that is continuous, meant to make us change how we have been doing something we have been doing before. Make us adjust, and then we'll proceed. And everybody has a way of being able to affirm what I'm doing is correct. So you can say, we learned it. You won't say, I heard in one lecture. No, it's not one lecture. It's a class. So, but the approach of Imam al-Shawkani is a lecture approach. Like people already know how to pray. He wants to only tell them the rulings. Like a madajah, kini daya kini farb, kini daya kini sunnah. Now we need to say farb in Yagadah. Now we've been talking in the last 10 to 15 minutes. How do we stand up if we can do it? You won't hear that. Nobody has time for that in the lecture. He didn't explain things like that. We have to place our hands, how to make the takbir, muntaha rafu, if you are raising the hand saying Allahu Akbar, Ibn al-Wabadi. Then we want to make the takbir at al-Ihram. Allahu Akbar. Where should we raise our hand? Here or here? Shukani wa shumahullah didn't say that. It's not your own lady. It's your feet. It seems that you have no need for it. Meanwhile, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyyah is mukhtasar lil-awtar. Learning authority in 8 volumes. So you think you already know that one, you only want something handy. You made a muqtafa. Then we just read it fast, or read it and proceed. In our manual, of course, we don't call it, or practicalize it, let's see. So it should be more academic. And salah should not be academic. Salah, you know, that's the way we do. We saw all the ahadith we are reading, cool? Did the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, was he academic about salah? It was very practical. Do it, let me see. Hadith when you say salah to him is a practical example of that. King, king, you. Pray like this. The man prayed and said, ah, you have not prayed. I started showing, if you want to pray, you have to be like, oh, do it, let me see. Do this, let me see. Raise your hand, let me see. When Malik ibn Huwairis went to learn salah, when he came back, he wasn't also theoretical. After the salah, he will now start salah again. Walam yurid the salah. And it wasn't that he intended to perform salah again. It was to teach them how he saw the Messenger pray, alayhi salatu. So salah is not learnt by theory. Salah is learnt by practice. Recently a brother said that he told his wife, he was asking his wife, you, how do you pray? He said, oh, the day you married me, you just told me that. The way you see me pray, pray like that. So, so it is praying directly. So if you want to teach students salah, you don't say, in salah, Rasul Yadeh, Sunnah, Salatul Fatiha, Wajiba. You start giving him the room, he can memorize it, no talk, but can he pray like that? So what do you do? How do we teach our children salah? How do we teach our friends salah? How do we teach? You can in a hall, in a classroom. Say, brother, 6 of us, like it's in the hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'id. 7 of us, ikhwa, let us discuss the salah of the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu salam. Somebody stand up, demonstrate it, let's see. And as you are demonstrating, for every part of the salah, you must give the proof that affirms what you have done. So, takbiratul ihram, which hadith? Hadith Abu Hurairah. Quote, Sunan Abi Dawud. And then folding the hand. Hadith of the wild and hajj. You start fighting it. So when you are doing it, you know that you are following the Prophet Muhammad. So when we finish these 4 issues, we will quickly discuss. We will not say, we will not. Because under them there are issues. But we will go in such a way that let's just know how to do it. And then we proceed. So after that, we now return to our book, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyyah, by Imam al-Shawkani. And in that, we'll be reading Babu Kayfiyyat al-Salah. Look at what he said. He said, لَا تَكُونُ شَرْعِيَّةً إِلَّا بِالنِّيَّةِ. The Salah will not be that, will not be a Salah that is approved of, that is legislated by Allah and His Messenger. إِلَّا بِالنِّيَّةِ. Except with the intention that, you know, you say, kill. Don't forget, we mentioned this under Surah Salah. He then says, وَأَرْكَانُهَا كُلُّهَا مُفْتَرَضًا. All the arkan of the Salah are emphatically obligatory. What are those arkan? He says, رَحِمَهُلَّا إِلَّا الْقُعُودَ إِلَّا نَعْمْ إِلَّا قُعُودَ التَّشَهُدِ الْأَوْسَطِ. Except the sitting when you, after the first 2 raka'at. He says that is not from the arkan. Even though sitting is arkan, sitting in salah is from the arkan of salah. But that sitting is not from the arkan. The sitting of at-tashahhud al-awwal, you mentioned it. He says it's from wajibat of salah. He says, إِلَّا قُعُودَ التَّشَهُدِ الْأَوْسَطِ. Except that middle sitting of the 4th tashahhud, وَالِفْتِرَاحَ. And then said to Istiraha, he said those ones, yes, they are sitting so. And sitting in Salah is from the arkan of Salah. But these 2 sittings are not from the arkan of Salah. They are said to Istiraha, what is it? He didn't say it. Where do you see the said to Istiraha? He didn't say it. He says, وَلَا يَجِبُ مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرِ. Of all the adhkar of Salah, no one is obligated except the takbirat. There are issues here too. Because Sami Allahu liman hamida is obligatory. If we remember. So he says, all the adhkar, no one is obligated. the last taslim is also obligatory. If you perform salah, if you don't make that last taslim, you have not exited salah. You must pay that taslim. Salama kai. Kaya kaya ni siko kan jepe leka. Ki salama kaya kaya ki salama kaya ki isha raya. That taslim is wajib. Because he said alayhi salatu wa salam, wa tahwimuha at taslim. Just like he says, wa tahrimuha at takbir. Some of the ulama even say it is from the arkan of salah. If you miss salah, you go, you don't make taslim, you forgot. If you come back, you must make that taslim before you make sajda to start. So if we have employed this approach, they say, وَلَا يَجْزِي مِنْ أَذْكَارِهَا إِلَّا التَّكْبِيرِ. The only thing of its azkar that is obligatory is the takbir. Not perhaps you learn takbiratul ihram itself. Because there are those amongst ulama who say takbiratul ihram is wajiba. And all other takbirat are sunnah. But they are wrong opinions. We discuss this when we are discussing them. It says wal-fatiha. It says fatiha is also from the azkar of salah and it is obligatory. في كل ركعات. In every rak'ah. وَلَوْ كَانَ مُؤْتَمَّنْ. Even if the individual is praying behind an imam. We discuss that. That's his opinion too. Rahimahullah. He says, وَالتَّشَهُدْ وَالتَّشَهُدُ الْأَخِيرِ. From amongst the things that are obligatory in salah, according to Imam Shawkani, is the last tashahud. We will discuss it today. He says it is obligatory, and it is actually obligatory. وَالتَّسْلِيمِ. And the taslim. You see now taslim is obligatory. He said, وَمَا أَدَى ذَلِكَ فَسُنَنٌ. Any other amongst the adhkar of salah, they are sunnah. But our tasbihat in ruku and sujood, they are from wajibat. We discuss it. He said, وَهِيَ فَسُنَنٌ. He said, all other things are sunnah. He wants to tell us the sunnah now. He says, وَهِيَ رَفْءُ مِنَ الْمَوَاضِي الْأَرْبَعِ. رَفْءُ يَدَيْهِ فِي الْمَوَاضِي الْأَرْبَعِ. As is in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. وَالضَّمْ. Folding the arms after takbiratul ihram. He says it is sunnah too. وَالتَّوَجُّهُ بَعْدَ التَّكْبِيرَةِ. Sitting in a particular place after takbiratul ihram. وَالتَّعَوُّ. He says the ta'awud is mustahab sunnah. But the correction is that it is from the wajibat of salah. وَالتَّأْمِينَ. Ta'meen is wajib upon the rest of us. Sunnah for imam. He says إِذَا أَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ. For Amin, for us it's Sigatul Amr. We discussed this too closely. He says, وَكِرَاتُ جَوْرِ الْفَاتِحَ مَأَحَ. Now, to recite any other surah along with surah al-Fatiha is from the Mustahabbat al-Salah. وَالتَّشَهُدُ الْأَوْسَطُ. Yes. He says this Tashahud al-Awsat is from the Sunan, but we say it is from the Wajibat. That's why if you leave it, you must come back to make Sajda to Salah. وَالْأَذْكَارُ الْوَارِدَةُ فِي كُلِّ رُكْنٍ. These ones are from wajibat too. It says, وَالِاسْتِكْثَارُ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ بِخَيْرَيْ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And making a lot of supplications in our sujood and in doing our tashahud for the goodness of both this dunya and the day of Qiyamah. It says this from the sunnah. بِمَا وَرَدَ مَا لَمْ يَرِدْ. The dua should be dua. When I talk, this cough comes. That the dua should be dua that is reported or unreported. That is al-ma'sura and ghairu ma'sura. That is his D on that. Yes, ghairu ma'sura is also correct. We'll come back to all of this today. I'm just saying, with this he has finished kayfiyatu salah. And so, Maroki tell her, if he has this one, he will not still know how to pray. The reason why, as we read it, he could come along with us is that you have already passed through it, practically speaking. So as we mention each of what we say, you can place it. You know where to put everything. So if we had just read this and say, oh, we have thought about Salah, we don't have done justice to ourselves. And that is not the aim of sitting here. The aim of sitting here is, if it is five people, you can make them pray Salah correctly. It's okay for you. Didn't he tell Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, alayhi salatu wa salam, that وَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ رَجِلًا بِكَ. Even one man, So if we say, oh, we are many, and then we read this and proceed, we've not done anything. And like we mentioned at the beginning, the Sunan of scholars, when they talk about kafiyat to salah, that they first of all describe the salah practically before they come to this. So when we finish, inshallah, today from our next class, we have even read the chapter, Babu kafiyat to salah. So we'll come back to it, give it little fleshing, and then we proceed to the next chapter. Babu mata tabtul salah. When does the salah of an individual become invalid? What would you do that will make your salah to become invalid? Wa amman taskut. And who are those people that swallow if you know? Who at a point in time may not pray? And for what reason? We will explain it. So that is the chapter we'll come back to after all that. And then after that, Babu Salatu Tatawu. Nawafil. After that, Babu Salatu Jama'a. Most of what we have discussed will also come under Salatu Jama'a. Babu Sujood Sahwi. After that, Sujood Sahwi. Babu Qada'i Lil Fawa'id. How do we pay back the salah that we have missed? Then Babu Salati Jumu'ah. After that, we start discussing issues of Jumu'ah and all of this. So that today, inshallah, we'll try to call it a day and see for Salati Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the way Salah is, that is, you can't call Salah a day. You can't call it a day with Salah. Questions will always come up every day with different persons in different situations. Even you who discuss it, there are the times that you need to go back to the surface again. What should I do? What should this person have to go back to the surface? There is no time you are done with issues of salah. Salah, you never say, oh, I have finished with salah. You never finish with it. Salah is very important in the life of a Muslim. So we have four issues to quickly run through. The first is, at-tashahhud al-akhir. The last tashahhud ko. The way of sitting in that tashahhud is tawarruk ko. He said the way of sitting in the first one is what? Iftirash. The way of sitting in the second tashahhud is what? At-tawarruk. What is tawarruk? What does it mean? This word, tawarraka, was taken from walk, awajika, a part of our detox. It's what is called what? Warik. So when you put that part on the ground in your sitting, tawarrakta, you sit down, here, joku ne, aware, ibaradi, no, ibaradi is lower back. So when you sit on one part of the detox, tawarrakta, you make tawarruk. So, and then you place the leg at its appropriate. But the name was taken from the part of the body that touches the ground. What part is that? Warik. The kafin. Because if it is with calf, we are talking about silver. But the calf, that will be a part of our two detox. So you sit with it. Tawarrak. You make tawarrak. Tawarruk. Tawarrakta. Ko. The proof for that is also in the hadith of Abu Humayd in Isaiah. I would have loved us all to really study that hadith. You see, we kept on coming back to it. The hadith of Abu Humayd in Isaiah. And a very good book to study that hadith is this book by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Umar ibn Salim Ghazmoon. He calls it Juz on Fihi Hadith Abu Humayd ibn Isaiah. You can ask Abu Huzaifa to bring that book for us, brothers. Very good book, this book. All the ziyadat and reports of that hadith, you find it in one single place. Not just that you find it, he will tell you the ruling of that ziyadat. Is it authentic or not? He did a very good work. If it were an academic work, it was a master's degree thesis, as it looks like. He
because he went into surface to bring all the reports together in a single place. And the hadith we see, we kept on going back to it, because it describes the Prophet's prayer, alayhi salatu wasalam, in a single sitting. And in that sitting, 11 companions were there. So, it's a very, very important book for us to have. Add it to your sifat to salat. The book is this only. فيه حديث أبي حميد السائي في صفة صلاة ويليه and then he follows it with another important hadith, حديث نسيء صلاة. So the same way he handled the hadith of Abu Hamid, the same way he handled the hadith of نسيء صلاة. So add this book to صفة صلاة النبي, you'd have gotten a good reference, sources, good sources, rich sources for issues of salah. Very good book to have. And it's cheap. Look for it and have it. So in this hadith of Abu Humayd ibn Sa'id, that is where it describes istirash and tawarruk. He says, radiallahu anhu, it says, فَإِذَا قَعَدَ فِي الرَّكَعَتَيْنِ قعد على بطن قدمه اليسرى ونصب اليمنى. إذا قعد في الركعتين, it is sit down after the first two ركعة. Which تشهد is he talking about? التشهد الأول. He says, إذا قعد في الركعتين قعد على بطن قدمه. He sits down on the bottom of his feet. That place that touches the ground when we walk, for the left feet. He sits down on it. He's describing iftirash. We are not for the yumna. And then he erects the right leg. He has described this repeatedly. He says, فَإِذَا كَانَ فِي الرَّابِعَةِ. When it comes to the fourth raka'ah, أَفْضَى بِوَارِكِهِ أَفْضَى بِوَارِكِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. He brings his warik. Where is the warik? The left one. He brings his wife ila al-ard, to the ground. Wa akhraja qadamayhi. And then he extends his two feet, alayhi salatu wasalam, min nahiyatin wahidatin. He sits like this, and he brings the two legs in the same direction. Akhraja qadamayhi min nahiyatin wahidatin. He brings out his two feet from the feet on the left warik, and he brings the two legs outside. In this form of sitting, he has only described one of the ways of making tawarruk. Let's quickly go to that before we continue. One of the ways of making tawarruk is that the two feet extend from the same direction. If we just read it and proceed, if we want to do it, we will still have problems without showing it to us. They were describing what they saw. It's usually easy to do what you saw somebody doing. But we just read it like this, you don't do imagining, they imagine children. That is how most of what we have learned in the universities are in our minds. That is the blunt truth, whether some people like to hear it or not. That is another topic. Good. So I'd like to show us the fourth way of sitting tawarruk, such that the two feet will go in the same direction. I will show it to the other group of people too. This is tawarruk. Wa akhraja qadamayhi min nahiyatin wahida. You see the two of them? This is warik. You see it on the ground? One, not two. One is on the ground. This one is not on the ground. So he did not talk about it. Radiallahu anhu. You see these companions of the Prophet Muhammad, Allah selected them specially for this work. Woman crown in David's place. He didn't even talk about the right one. He talked about the left. And he talked about the two feet. So these are the two major things in this city. The left leg should be on the ground, and then the two feet exposed. You are doing like this. You see the 2 feet? No one is folded. Jazakallahu khairan. This person will give us life. May Allah give him life.
Amen.
Al-Jazahu fi bijins al-amal. Now, so you sit like this. One, they will make sholaya. One way of making it. So that you don't have to come back to it. The second way of making it is like this. You erect this or put it on the ground. Two ways of making tawarruk. Don't forget, from where was tawarruk taken from? This. So, but you have two ways of putting the legs. Either like this or like this. But these toes must be facing where? The kidney. It's tawarruk. So you can make tawarruk like this. If you see one brother do like this, don't quarrel him. That's hadith. If you see one brother do like this, they are both correct. Okay, I should come here. I will come. There are two ways to make tawarruk. We are talking about the last special hood. This is one warik. This is the left one. You put it on the ground. This one will not be on the ground. And then you put the 2 feet in the one direction. See the two of them in one direction? You sit like this. You make tahiyya, last tahiyya before taslim, like this. This is tawarruk. Or you erect this right foot like this. Two ways. You erect this, or you leave it like this. Second tashahud. First tashahud is firash. I'm always very happy to show us. Because all of us here, when you start playing like this, I'm getting rewards for it. Whether I know that you are playing or not. If you are still a third bandage, then it's a third bandage here. Which one you can talk about? A bandage now. You know you're bad. Our brains think less. Like the companions are getting rewards from us today. The companions, each of us, how many times have we mentioned Abu Humayd in the side? And each time we say, Radiallahu anhu, Radiallahu anhu, Radiallahu anhu, Radiallahu anhu. What about Sayyidun Bashar, alayhi salatu? Rasulullah himself, alayhi salatu. That's why Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِنَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحِ وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ I'm doing it, you do it like me. I say, come to Islam, but I'm also a Muslim. So when I say, do it like that, I must also pray it like that. It's a very, very valuable thing. The companions, in their time, when they like it like this, they say, what do you think Malik ibn al-Khulayris wants to gain? When you say, ah, if it's your sister, come back, let me show you that Nabi Shaman Kiyo, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you Malik ibn al-Khulayris not gain him there? Yere, yere, yere. May Allah protect all of us. To go back home, our children, from age 6
7. So, it is becoming obligatory for every father to teach his son Salah from age 7 of that boy. I want to bring him out here and say, Mawu. Oh, but what I need more today? You do like this. So when the boy is like, project me. You start teaching him. You start teaching him gradually as he's going with you. When they come out to your mother, they tell you, Mawuki. Ordinary, you know, the way this world is now, 7 years is far. Because by age 5, he is already wise. So start early. But the time that he becomes already a bad man by you is age what? Age 7. You must not. There are two commands, one from the Quran, one from the Sunnah. The one from the Quran says, وَأْمُرْ أَعْلَكَ بِالصَّلَةِ. Command your family to pray. Teaching him to pray is مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا لَا يَتِمُ الْوَاجِبُ إِلَّا بِهِ فَهُوَ وَاجِبُ. You can't tell him to pray when you didn't teach him how to pray. كُمَا قَلَوَا مَا كِمُوا مَا كِمُوا. If you ask him when the Baba come in you, I can't tell him how to pray. So when you command us to tell them to pray, it means it's also commanding us to do what? To teach them how to pray. The second command comes from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. It says, Muru awlada. This hadith, the correct view on it is that it is Hassan. Alal afal. It says, Muru awladakum bis-salah wa hum abna' as-sab'. Command your children to pray when they are 7 years old. Command. And then it says, وَبْرِبُوهُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ أَبْنَى الْعَشْرِ. When they start beating them by 10, but 10 is far, 10 is far now. So you say, okay, are we living the hadith? We are not living the hadith. What it means is that you insist more on 10. You start teaching them from early. That's even what ulama say about the hadith. They say it does not mean that you cannot command them to pray before 7. But the time it becomes start obligatory on you when they become 7. At 10, start beating them. So, wait. May Allah protect us and protect our children. The gain we will gain more is that we keep our children up on sound Islam before we leave this dunya. And so, not you put your children in 1.2 million school fees. That is because it will end in this dunya. That's why we end. They don't like the door. Salah will take it over. So if you don't teach them, you pay all the attention, pay 1.5 million to put children in the best school in the world. Once they die, it's over. Even you know you want. Except perhaps in the world of Serbia. It's not luck. It will make us be discussing other things. So let's come back. So there are two ways to teach at Tawarruk. We have tried to show us the two ways. And they are picked from the hadith of who? Abu Humayd bin Sa'id. It is said that kana fi rabi'ati. In the fourth raka'ah, afda bi warikihi al-yusra ila al-ard. He will bring his warik, the left warik, ila al-ard, to the earth. Wa akhraja qadamayhi. And then he will bring out his two feet min nahiyatin wahidatin, from the same direction. Your understanding of this hadith now that you saw that sitting and before is different now. I think that suffices on that. That suffices on that. And then the second way it says nasaba al-ukhra. Instead of saying akhraja, I say nasaba. He will erect the second leg. And we discuss it. They are both in the hadith of Abu Humayd bin Sa'id. I think it suffices from that, inshallah. The third, the second thing we like to discuss from Salah is al-isti'adha. Al-isti'adha min al-arba. We discussed the tahiyya last week, although unintended.
We have already discussed Tahiyya last week. We also discussed At-Tashahud. We mentioned Tahiyya to have been reported, authentically reported from seven companions. So, if you gather authentic and unauthentic, there are 24 companions reported At-Tahiyya. But Riwayat Sahiha, seven of the companions reported At-Tahiyya, the Asanid Sahiha, seven companions. The mutlaqan, kullu man nusiba ilayhi, aw ruwiya anhu at-tahiyya. How many? 24. They are large. Umar radiallahu anhu was teaching tahiyya while wa kana lal mumbar. He was on the mumbar, he was teaching tahiyya. And we mentioned some of the issues around that. We also mentioned salatu ala nabi. And the tashawud itself. At Tahiyyat, we mentioned that the most reliable, the most, the strongest of the forms of At Tahiyya is what? Tahiyya or Tashahud ibn Mas'ud. The Tashahud of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Radiallahu anhu. And he will say that At Tahiyyat wa Tayyibat wa Salawat, or At Tahiyyat wa Salawat wa Tayyibat. So, now after that, what will he say? As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salih. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I said wahdahu la sharika la. It's in the report of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. It's not in the report of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And the ulama say you should not mix them up. So it means don't say it again. I revoke that comment. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. If you want to read the tahiyya of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, you add what? Wahdahu la sharika. So don't put wahdahu la sharika. If you are reading the tahiyya of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, At-tahiyyatu wa at-tayyibatu wa salawat, as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That is tahiyya and tashahud together. Then we mention salatu ala nabi. In all the reports, there are a lot of reports. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir did a lot of work in Tafsir ibn Kathir. Under that verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. He brought riwayat. But better than that is Jalaw al-Afham by Al-Hafiz ibn Al-Qayyim. It was extensive, he gave all the forms of Salatu ala Nabi. And there is Qadi Ismaili, he also did a lot of work. He wrote books too. And Shaykh Abu Saq al-Huwayy, he also gave a tahqiq of one of the scholars mentioning the forms of Salatu ala Nabi. There are a lot of books on Salatu wassalamu ala Nabi. A lot. So let us take 1, 2, 3, 4. If a person knows all of them and is doing all of them interchangeably, it is better than the rest of the people. Allahu Akbar. The top thing is At-Ta'awudh min al-Arba. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَعَضَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنَ التَّشَهُدِ الْآخِرِ أو مِنَ التَّشَهُدِ الْأَخِيرِ. There are two occurs in the Prophet, and they mean the same. He says, إِذَا فَرَضَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنَ التَّشَهُدِ الْأَخِيرِ. When any of you ends his tashahud, the last one. This التَّشَهُدِ الْأَخِيرِ is evidence that you can't say this in the first tashahud. Because it says it should be in التَّشَهُدِ الْأَخِيرِ. So it means it is not in التَّشَهُدِ الْأَوَّلِ. What is that? It says, فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Let the individual seek refuge with Allah min arba'i, from four things. Yaqul, the person should say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. He said again, wa min azabi al-qabri. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. Wa min azabi al-qabri. Wa min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat. وَمِنْ شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. These four things, if we had had more time, we would have discussed them. Why is it that we are seeking Allah's refuge from these four things? Say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. May Allah protect all of us. It's a big fitna upon a human being. And anyone that Allah puts in the fire, He has disgraced him. May Allah protect us. So we need to be asking Allah. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a person says, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an-nar. Oh Allah, I ask your refuge against the fire. The fire itself will tell Allah, Allah, don't bring this man to me. So let us be used to saying it. Let us be used to say, asking Allah's refuge from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect us. And then he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa min azabi al-qabri. Oh Allah, protect us from the punishment in the grave. The punishment in the grave. May Allah protect all of us. This is what means fitnatil mahya wal mamat, and the trials of life and death. Fitna, you see, I think fitna is too dangerous. Because the death itself is a fitna. How many people became kuffar on the deathbed? Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, in one of his books, he said, when you say, Lakinu mawtakum la ilaha illa Allah, tell your dying persons to say La ilaha illallah when they want to die. He says, be careful when you say it. Yes, the correct thing is to say Kul La ilaha illallah. Ulama are different than that. Some people say, should you tell the person, say it, or you should be saying it, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, and then the person will kick it. Don't say La ilaha illallah. But they say, should you be repeating it, and then the person kicks it? Or you should tell him, Abba, Sokul La ilaha illallah. The correct thing that hadith says is, Lakinu. Tell them to say. Make them say La ilaha illallah. That is the meaning of talqin. If a boy is reading Quran from his teacher, he says, A'udhu billahi sami'il alim. Say, A'udhu. This is talqin he's making to that student. Read after me. So we should tell the dying person, if we are there, I have been there 2 times. May Allah protect all of us. Encourage them. Sheikh said, Rahimahullah, encourage them in a nice way. We are talking about fitna to mamat, the fitna that comes upon the individual at death. So he now gave a narration of a person who was being told, say La ilaha illallah, shut up! Don't tell me to say La ilaha illallah. And the person started singing a song till he died. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said it, he gave the report. He said, so when you want to tell somebody, say La ilaha illallah, tell him in a nice way, in a way that he will not get annoyed. Say La ilaha illallah. Ah! Baba? Say La ilaha illallah. Ah, if it's someone you may not need to ask, look for a good way to tell, say La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. Very important. So the fitna of, I will not say, use that person said. It's one fitna. It's in a kind. So in our salah, we are asking Allah's protection already from that fitna. Because we are amongst Yoruba. And these things are common amongst you. Let me say this. our people like idolatry a lot. You don't like your bopo. Oku yo, baki si, kule. And you can't go to the shape of you. If Dan would say, Yoruba man, they would have all to support my hands so go away. Yalla protect all of us. These two areas, our people have problems. Arzak and Amwat. Mouth and risk. Our people have problems. It shakes their iman so much. Sometimes a man will want to die. He's a Muslim. And then Sabu comes here. And he's so called. The meaning of that. Malan Kagane. Your house are cooked. Yeah, you over? Will you see your face? You saw my face. You didn't hear what I'm saying, Malan Kagani, Malan, do you understand? Our people will say they can handle death, they can postpone the death. Death, postponement, the day has not come. It has not come. It has not come. When the day comes, he will die. If the day has not come, if you cut his head, it will not cut. One of the scholars again, Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Hudayr, Hafizahullah, one of our teachers. I used to sit in his house in Riyadh, he taught Alfiyat Al-Iraqi. He said, when the death of a person comes, he will die. If the time has not come, he will not die. He will give me a report. So somebody sent him to a well. From morning, they could not believe him till the night. He did not die. They brought him out. They took care of him. The following day, he died. He did not die inside the well of hunger. He did not die inside the well. He said he was not, no injuries on his body. Doctors will say he has internal injuries. I will say that too. But what we are saying is that it was not to die in, it was not to die in that way. So Allah brought him out. You ask, say, Kandalo Panya, in our, something was killed the person in Kekembodo Panya. In Kulo Man Panya. So they will not tell the person, we can help you postpone this death. And once he accepts, he has fallen into the fitna of Mamat. It occurs a lot, and I know a lot of people do. You hear about Joseph here, the last moment. Nas'alullah as-salamat al-afa. May Allah protect all of us. In your tribe again, they say, Igigogoroma bunileju. Awatima wa shonyele lataye. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam wa a'udhu bika min azabi al-qabri wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat. And then the last one, the fourth one. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri fitnati al-masih al-dajjal. Al-masih al-dajjal. All these ones that we have discussed, they are fitna. Then this dunya, there's no fitna as great as the fitna of Dajjal. The Prophet said so, alayhi salam. And all the Anbiya that came from the time of Noah, they used to tell their people about Dajjal. He did not come until the time of the Prophet Muhammad. So it is this time that he will come. The Dajjal is with the fitna. May Allah protect all of us from the fitna of Dajjal. These four things, it is compulsory for us, that the individual acts for Allah's protection from these four things while making tashahud. At tashahud al-akhir, the last one, not the first one, the last one. You say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam wa a'udhu bika min azabi al-qabri wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat wa a'udhu bika min شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. Why? Because the Prophet says, عليه الصلاة والسلام,
إذا فرغ أحدكم من التشهد الأخير فليستعذ بكمانسوس.
This is from where the obligation came.
Let him therefore ask for Allah's protection.
So the meaning of this is the other is what
you do.
It's wajiba on us.
Unless the Imam makes a clean before you, فَلَاتُكْ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. But if Abu Aisha is patient enough, inshallah all of us will say,
when he's leading us in salah.
If he gives us time, he's making his own gently, we too will be able to make our own. Abu Aisha. The fourth thing we'd like to discuss today around that is Ad-Dua. When the Prophet finished that, alayhi salatu, it's the same hadith. It says, "Summa yad'u li nafsihi bima bada lahu." Summa yad'u li nafsihi bima bada lahu. Then, after making this isti'adha, yad'u li nafsihi, the person should pray for himself, bima bada lahu, asking for whatever he sees appropriate for himself. Whatever he sees, whatever appears appropriate, in Kambaya ni Muwa, ask Allah for it. So after At-Tahiyyat, what do we do? At-Tashahud. After Tashahud, what do we do? Salatu ala Nabi. After Salatu ala Nabi, At-Ta'awud min al-Arba. After Ta'awud min al-Arba, Ad-Dua. To make Dua. Ayya Dua ni lori yano, kisha yano. This is the place for Dua. Not after Salah. So many of them, after Allah, it happens to them. This is the place for Dua. Bima bada alana. Each of us, with what we desire, what we consider appropriate for us. Ulama are now divided regarding this Dua. It says, Summa yad'u li nafsi. The individual should pray for himself, bima bada lahu, regarding what appears appropriate, what he considers with need. Okay. The Prophet taught us to, alayhi salam, like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Allimni du'a'an, ad'u bihi fi salati. Messenger of Allah, teach me a salah that I will be saying in that, in my salah. Teach me a dua that I will be saying in my salah. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Look at their understanding. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he did not innovate one by himself. Even in the place where he's giving a choice, he still wants to make it the one the Prophet gave him, alayhi salam. Do so too. So that's why Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he says, this dua, it says, Zil Ma'asur. Let that dua be, you are asking for Allah with what you want from the supplications that the Prophet has taught, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, okay, we can say the best way is those supplications the Prophet taught us. Let me tell us one. In hadith of Aisha, radiallahu anha, she reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that petition, he would say, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. Allahumma hasibni hisaban. Oh Allah, make my reckoning be easy for me on the day of Qiyamah. So she asked, what does that mean? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, man husiba uzziba. Man husiba uzziba. Whoever is asked to give an account will be punished. On the day of Qiyamah, they say, give account. To open your book. Check this one. Do this. Do that. Yezi yaniye. Because kule riba. He will survive. He will take a punishment. May Allah protect all of us. So he asked the Prophet, she asked the Prophet Muhammad, what is hisaban yasira? he said alayhi salatu wa salam, his documents will just be looked at and give it to go. Doesn't that happen even in Virginia? He said, where is the document? Oh, just go, take, go. Another one come, hey, go. Another one come, they say, shit. This way. May Allah protect all of us. The two of them, if they ask the first person, did they check your document? What will he say? He said, they say, I can go. Especially on the days of screening. When we got into the university, in the days of screening, we saw people, they were passing to the left because they fought the results. Munafikutu will say the results. But then we pass this way. This way, left, this way. But inshallah for us, may Allah make us pass this way. So how? Just check it. Go. Oh, go. You check it. Oh, go. So when they ask you, they say I should have checked. You check. What did I score here? So everybody's happy. They check my own. Even though they didn't really check. But whoever is asked, this one, what did you do here? How did you do this? What did you write here? May Allah protect Allah. So the Prophet will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma hasidni hisaban yasir. Do we like that? Oh Allah, I have a dick. I want to take this. I want to do this. This is our problem. We are here, teacher problem. These things are not problems. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. It is allowed. You can say, you can be asking Allah, give me this, give me that. That is the قول الراجح عند أهل العلم. الله أعلم. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Arim al-Siyuti mentioned it in his زخيرة العقباء الشرع عن سنن النسائي. He said the statement of ulama. There are those amongst the Tabi'in and the Sahaba who had names. One of them said, I pray for Zubair. I will be mentioning them by their names. Oh Allah, forgive Zubair. Oh Allah, forgive Asma. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha. Oh Allah. During Salah. It means the individual can say his own supplication. There are a lot of asar on this from Sahaba and Tabi'in. For their understanding of this statement of the Prophet Muhammad. But the best is to stay with that the Prophet would say, like the one he gave to us. Allahumma hasibni hisaban. Oh Allah, make my account easy. Make them pass me easy. That is one. There are others. I always prefer to write the shortest, easy to memorize ones. Otherwise, there are many of them. There is Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amilt wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma lam a'mal. O Allah, inni a'udhu bika, I seek refuge with you, min sharri ma amilt, from the evil of the things that I have done, evil consequences, evil repercussions. Aburu tí ó lè ti ṣe ọwọ́ mi wá mú ti lè ṣe àwọn kan ní ṣeṣe yóò wà mú aburu wá. Should I give us one example that is common? People have friends that are evil people. They will commit evil and they come and arrest you. May Allah protect us. That is Sharri Ma Amila. He took an evil person for a friend. So sometimes you can do something with people and then that your action brings something that is negative for you. May Allah protect all of us. So you seek refuge with Allah. Don't let anything that I do bring negative repercussions to me. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma lam a'mal. There are some things we leave. So that's what you need to mind. And then it will bring a problem. You are leaving it to be a problem to you. So as doing some things can bring about problems. Let me tell us one thing here. A sister once was saying some things that meant that she was denying Allah subhanahu. Do you understand what I say? Sister, young girl, less than 20, around 19, she will be getting to 20 now. She was saying things that means that she disbelieved in Allah. Lots of people. We started talking. After she said, okay, now I believe there is Allah. But prove to me that I should worship Allah. I said, the proof is that there is Allah. How can there be Allah and you are there? You not worship him. The dalil of uluhiyya is rububiyya. The first instruction of the Quran. First instruction of the Quran. Somebody can ask us, Apa, what is the first instruction of the Quran? Ya ayyuhal nas, u'mudu rabbakum. First instruction of the Quran here. Ya ayyuhal nas, u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Aha. The reason for ibadah is what? Rububiyya. Allah Oba to shape me dani. Ah. So the one who created us is the one we must worship. The fact that he created us is the reason to worship him. Although when I was talking to her, if you quote Quran, she said, no, don't quote Quran. Tell me some reason. Oh my dear. But that reason is said, Imbola, where will we bring it from? We bring it from the Quran. I said the reason to worship Allah is the fact that Allah has created you. So she started saying so many things. Where I want to employ, min sharri ma anina, there are some things you will do that will become a problem to you. So I started trying to find out, where did you get these ideas from? She said, I have read a lot of philosophy. So when I was in secondary school, my father used to bring books, you know, we used to read Baba Alakoye, oh, pain, please, or makuma, pain, pao, man. So the sister has a lot of viruses. Somebody here was there when we were discussing. If you come here, she will come like this. If you come like this, she will come like this. That is the essence of confusion. She's hardly thinking straight. May Allah protect all of us. People do things that same thing will become a problem to them. So she has been reading something, but those things she's reading are problems to her. So we seek refuge with Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amilna wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma lam a'mal. There are some things we also need. When we prepare for exams, more so if the subject or the course is wide, you say, oh, this one, they may not bring this aspect. Ha! When you get to the exam hall, question one is that one that you have left. And they say compulsory. The two. You now write on that 40 marks. You know what it was. So there are some things we need that can become a problem to us. May Allah protect us from this. So if they put that in exam, when we make our scar, we fire all those. They will not bring the one that we don't know. I used to do that, sorry, Ikhwa. When I was in the university, they want us to, we know that we have left some areas we have not studied. Say Allah, if they have printed the paper, change it. The one that I didn't know, remove it from it. I have hardly done a course that I will not find questions that I can answer conveniently and do a pass mark. Throw this one, put it through. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amiltu. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma lam na'lam wa ma lam a'mal. The same thing qiyamul layl. Many times people leave qiyamul layl. From the day of qiyamah they come. All the goodies. You start to say, and there was a night too. I had a chance to pray qiyamul layl, but I didn't pray. He had left it. Now he needed the reward. He can't go back to it. Let me give us one. One of the children of Usman bin Affan, what is his name? Aban. He was the one who reported the hadith that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we say,
أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق. Three times. Allah will protect you from morning till evening. If you say it after Fajr. If you say it in the evening after Maghrib, Allah will protect you from the night. You see that red rocket. When he was saying it, he was a cripple. So he said, you are saying it. Where were you looking at when you became a cripple? He said, that day I did not say it. The day this thing happened, I didn't say it. So he began to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri ma amiltu. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma lam a'am. What we leave to can become a problem to us. May Allah protect all of us. Your cat may prepare you, but if you're not here, many times people leave their cat inside the jail, lock your car first. So that after Salah, you go, somebody takes it away, you say, this is Sharr Ma Lam Ta. I hope these things are clear to us. I've brought some examples to make it clear. There are other dua. Let me stop at those two. The last thing we'll discuss, inshallah, is At-Tasleem. Salam alaykum. We have discussed the part of it too in the last class. But I said that the other ulama are contending about saying of wa barakatuh. So when you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is established. If we read Sifatu Salatul Nabi, this second one will not establish it. In Sifatu Salatul Nabi, Sheikh Al-Albani said, this second one to the left, wa barakatuh, to the left, it is not in the Nusakh of Sunan Abi Dawud. Sheikh Al-Albani said that. Some even take the fourth one. The fourth wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ulama affirm it. Some affirm the fourth and reject the second wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To the left. They are both affirmed. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam is here. He has a book on the second one. He calls it Raf'ul Jain. Amman yunkiru subul ziyadati wa barakatuh. التسليم من الجانبين. Removing the confusion from the person who rejects وَبَرَكَاتُ, the increment of وَبَرَكَاتُ in the second تسليم or in the تسليم on both sides. So you need to was affirming that both sides you can say وَبَرَكَاتُ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. They are affirmed. They are affirmed. He proved his bismillah. So you can say that. You can also say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You can also say that. What about what my brothers call salam adaya? Taslimatun wahida. One taslim. Assalamu alaikum. That also affirmed in the Sunnah. And the hadith is authentic. Alal Aqal Hassan. There are those among the ulama who say that hadith is not authentic. But the correct thing is that that hadith is authentic. One of the things that indicates that it is from the Sunnah is that Abdullah ibn Umar used to do it. Radiallahu anhumah. He would say, Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum, and the isnad is sahih. That occurs in the Sunnah of Abdul Razak. This one taslim by Abdullah ibn Umar. Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, she will also say, Assalamu alaykum. That was established from her. That occurs in the Sunnah of Ibn Abi Shayba. She would say, Assalamu alaykum. Salama ibn Aqwa. He will also say, Assalamu alaikum. All of these people could not have been doing that from their own juristic reasoning. This is Salah. They will not do a thing in Salah except that they have seen it from who? From the Prophet Muhammad. Add that to the hadith. That makes us understand that we can say Taslim once. How do we say,
assalamu alaikum. Not turning. When we turn, okay, let's quickly say that. When we turn, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, to what extent must we turn? We must turn such that if a person is looking at us from the back, he will see your cheek. Aha. What was that? La. Turn so that they can see your cheek if they are looking at you from the back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The person looking at you from the back can see your cheek. Left and right. But if it is one taslim, just a little to the right. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. There are other issues around here, but I think it will suffice for us to stop here. If we are praying behind the imam, how do you make taslim? Is it where imam makes one, you make one? Well, all of these issues are around it. I think it will suffice that we stop here, inshallah. Such that in our next class, we can go back to Babu Kayfiyyat Salah. Inshallah. Hope that it is clear, inshallah. I mean, alaykum as-salam. Listen. If it occurs in any of the speaker, but I don't know anyone that it occurs. He's asking, can we remove what we say, Salatu ala Nabi? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad. Can we just say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad? Without adding Ali Muhammad. So I don't know any figure that leaves out Ali Muhammad. Alaykum as-salam. So go back to the siyaq. But no one, no one. Some of the ulama say, no one is left out without saying Ali Muhammad. That's why when this is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of the ulama say no. Complete it. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So you will always find Ali Muhammad there. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. Amin wa alayhi. Niam. Alayhi salam. On the issue of supplicating. Both sides. Yes, we'd explain that. He's asking, can we say, we'd explain that. But yes, you can say. Alaykum as-salam. In one of the he's asking about the sequence. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam wa a'udhu bika min azabi al-qabri wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat wa a'udhu bika min fitnati min sharr fitnati al-masih al-dajjal. He's asking, there is another figure that I know, and it's not in this sequence. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabil qabri is the first one. Do you understand? So it's possible that they may not go in sequence. But look for one of the ones that was reported from the Prophet Muhammad. Whatever sequence, let it be reported. Unless it is not the authentic, follow it. Don't put a sequence by yourself. Amin wa antum. And what? This dua. That does what? Which dua? This one, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azab al-qabri. No, don't say this one in any other way than the way he has said it. It's not permissible. In salah, it's not.
alaykum salam. To follow the sunnah is better. To follow the sunnah, those du'as that are reported in sunnah is better. Alaykum salam. What? The Prophet was an imam. The first question is, we mentioned beating children at age 10 because of salah. He's asking, does that mean that we should not beat them for an offense before age 10? There are those amongst the ulama who say that. If I'm not forgetting, that is the position of Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz. Even Sheikh Al-Albani, I think that's his view. But if you go back to the Afar, Al-Imam Ibrahim al-Nakhai, Imam Bukhari and Sahih al-Bukhari, in Kitab al-Nuzr, he mentioned an Afar from Ibrahim al-Nakhai. He says, Kanu yadribunana. He said, they used to beat us when we make an oath, even over something that is true. They don't want us to make oath. Mama, you, or my little young boy, say, wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. So when they see us do that, they beat us. Ibrahim al-Nakhai said that. Rahimahullah. At the time they were children. So at the time they were children, they used to beat us if we make oaths. And then in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Aisha radiallahu anha, she was telling somebody that as for her, if she has an offer with her, she will beat the offer until the boy will be cold, will be in shape, to soft, to pulp. Is it to pulp, Abi? She says she will beat that boy to pulp the way she will beat her children. There are other answers that make us understand that the early Muslims used to beat children for other than Salah. And their ages should be less than 10 years old. So holding upon that is better. Because that is what is, if we say, oh, we want to hold by this one. Who wants Al-Azab al-Awla that we should hold on to? Allahu Alam. Ameen. But the individual who wants to beat his child should be fair with that child. Many parents beat the children out of wickedness. There's a difference between the beating of discipline and the beating of torture. Many people, especially women, they torture the children. So when they catch the boy, they start beating, when they want to say, no, but this is only. So when she finishes, she'll go and lie down the boy. The beating of discipline is that firstly the child recognizes what he or she has done. Very important. Two, let it not just be that, yes, he has done something bad. Does he know that it is bad? He's not talking. He won't look here. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Because wama kunna mu'azzibina hatta yaghfara. Allah wouldn't punish a people until he has sent a messenger to warn them. You should warn children first. You see what you do today? If you do it tomorrow, I'll beat you. You may even do it tomorrow. I'm still warning you. You still do that thing, I will beat you. If he does it tomorrow, you can still be warning. The day you beat him, he will not even cry much. There is nothing family to tell him. Let's nurture children to be people who ordinary censure by the mouth will curtail them from excesses.
There are some children, if you don't give them, they will hell. That is not telling their parents give to them. And beating a child does not necessarily mean that the child will change. Let me say this here and stop at that. When we were younger than this, there's a boy called Muhammad Bowl. What is his name? Muhammad. Then we need to add Bowl. He was a very naughty boy. Well, with our mate, 2 houses away. In fact, at the time, his father was Serki Hausawa. His grandfather was Serki Hausawa. And his father too also became Serki Hausawa. In our area where we grew up. When we go to, you know how children had to play sometimes. He played, he had a knife, he had a dagger. This boy. One day we were playing on the street. He brought an Achaba man, an Okada man, to the area. He had removed all the money from the pocket of this man. He didn't know. So he just dropped, he ran away. He told him, I'm coming, let me make a go bring money. He ran inside. He didn't come out again. I think the man noticed that. He wanted to start checking his pocket. Muhammad, Allahu Akbar. You know why I'm saying it? Because he ended well. He has died now. My younger sister told me what happened till he died. When I heard it, I made sajda to shukr. Allah is great. Inna ahadakum la ya'malu bi amali ahli al-jannah hatta yakunu baynahu wa baynahu illa zira. Sayasdiqu alayhi al-kitab. Sayamalu bi amali ahli al-jannah sayadkhulu. Small boy. We grew up together, as our mate. My elder brother has gone to the prison to help release him many times. The father came to our house and warned my elder brother, stop going to free him, stop going. But my brother at the time, his intention was, if we free him, he will listen to good sermon. But it paid off at the end of the day. They said one day, but what I want to use from that was, his father was very rough with him. Always beating him, beat, tie him. So all the elders in the street will come and say, leave this boy. Say, no, let me kill him. He'll bring sick, he'll fall in. The boy turned to something else. May Allah protect our children. So I'm just trying to say that beating a child does not necessarily mean that the child will be good. Try to be verbal in your nurturing and in the manner of being. Make sure that he changes while talking. Repeat the talk and beg Allah to make him hear. Use the cane too, so that I can know that you can use the cane. But let it be sometimes. Sometimes, just to let him still remember that cane is still alive. Otherwise, let's employ talks, admonitions more, and beg Allah for them. Muhammad was a very naughty boy, that boy, Bose. The reason why we added Bose was that he used to call himself a Bose. He will beat all of us. Because we are afraid, we are a dagger. If he beats you, if you try to fight back, he brings back the dagger immediately. I told my family one day when I told about this boy. I was the one he never fought. I never fought with Muhammad Bose. When I was in Kaduna, and that was the last time I saw him till I heard that he died. I was going for a lecture in Kaduna, in Borni from Kaduna. So I dropped at the garage. He wanted to pick somebody's pocket. He just saw me. He said, Baba, na yo. They used to call me Baba. Said, it was because of me he left that person. He just said, he was deep in heart. So when he saw me, he now told me, we think for a long time we've not met. There is no excuse, we grew up together. So when we saw ourselves, we still recognize ourselves. I saw him last upon that evil. So my younger sister came, we were talking and said, if you know what happened to that boy, he started cleaning masjid. fetching water for wudu or making khidma. Somebody saw him, say, Muhammad, say, you are saying, come and marry my daughter. They marry the girl to him. The boy changed 180 degrees before it. That's why I'm happy to say. But the point of reference Ikhwa is that the father was harsh with him. He spoiled the boy. He didn't go to any school. He didn't go to school, he was smoking, doing evils. I was even surprised that during these militant issues, he didn't join militant. All those lives, he has changed, become somebody else. How much? So we remove the bones from this name. We beg Allah to forgive him. He was a very naughty boy, but he changed at the end of his life. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum salam.
I have said it. But to say it with the expressions of Sunnah is better.
Is it compulsory for a sister to put her head inside her hand inside the hijab when praying? If she does it, we need to prevent her from raising our hands. Because the Prophet once prayed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while his hands tawashaha, sallamu tawashaha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed while he had clothes wrapped around him. So when he wanted to make his raful yadin and go for ruku, he brought out his hands and did so. So and you see that if the hands are out, they are freer. They can make all the movements easy than when the hands are inside. They are constricted. So we don't have a proof to say that she must bring the hands out. But if not bringing the hands out prevents her from observing the rites of Salah, then she must bring the hands out. But bringing the hand out is better because it's freer for her to make all her gesticulations. Even Sahiya, all of that, it's easier for her when her hands are out. Allahu Akbar. Hello. She mentioned Sahiya. Alaykum salam. Naam. What's that? That is when you are making tashahud. Iza faragta. That is sigatul mubari. Iza kumta ila salah. Fagfini uduhakum. When do you make it? Before salah or after salah? You do it when? After salah? During salah? Wa Allah says, Iza kumtum ila salah. If Filul Madi comes immediately after Iza, it comes with the Sidatul Mubari. So, Faiza Faragta, you know, take care of Filul. That's why he says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Waiza Faragta min al-Tashahud. That is the time to make Tahiyya. That is at the time you are ending the Salah. Make this dua. Find some. Make this dua. Don't be in a haste to quickly end your Salah and go away. Do you understand the verse now? Alaykum. Your Iza Faragta, is it also clear to you? Is it clear to you? Now, if the Imam makes his own Taslim before, of course, the Imam has to make the Taslim first before the rest of us. Should we wait till the Imam finishes his first and second Taslim? Or we should make the Taslim one after the other? Imam says, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We also have to say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And then he says, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And then we say our own, As-salamu alaykum. Or we wait Imam says, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the left. Then we start our own.
Is that your question?
When the Imam makes the view, you are still making the shahud.
You can delay it a little bit. In such a way that when you make the taslim, it will not be counted as you not following the imam. There are some delays. You are following somebody. You just tarry a little while before you do what he does. Such that you do what he will do, and you will not be counted to have made mukhalafa of imam. Just in a little while. Ulama says that it is allowed. You now would have said taslim and you are also ending your shah. Just quickly. But when it is becoming long, you stop it. And you make your taslim. Alaykum salam. Allah is. Now, people raise their shoulders. As-salamu alaykum. They did not tell us anything about shoulders. What we raise, what we return is what our head, not moving the shoulder. Not moving the shoulder. The same thing, let's talk about Iza once more, because I saw you doing it. Iza uqimatis salah. Salah salata illa al-maktuba. What does it mean? Once the iqamah starts, no other salah is valid except the one for which the iqamah is being made. Iza uqimatis salah. Fala salata illa al-maktuba. Once the iqamah starts, the only valid salah is that one for which the iqamah is being made. I saw you today, that is why I was touching your shoulder like this. That is salama, salama. Because the imam, the muazzin already started the iqamah. I just remembered now. It is from his mas'ala. Now, alaykum salam. The last two people, inshallah. Now, go on. You wait for him. You just wait for the imam. Although there are those amongst the ulama who say you can be saying tahlilat and takbirat. But I didn't see that having a proof. And this is salah. Everything you want to do in salah must have some sort of proof. Basically. They say, no, the person is in salah. The imam has finished. His own tashahud is the first tashahud. Al-awwal. He has finished everything he wants to do. He made tahiyyah. He made tashahud. He made salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made dua. Imam is still making his tahiyyah because it is the final tashahud. So he has at least the adha min al-arba. And perhaps the imam's dua was lengthy. But he was ready to go. He said, what should he be doing within that period? So, do we get this point? Some of the scholars say he can be saying tahlilat, la ilaha illallah, or tasbihat, subhanallah. But there is no hadith. So to remain silent is awla. If someone asks you, say, I don't have a proof. If you have a proof, tell me. Hadith. What will affirm the permissibility is a hadith. Authentic. Allahu Akbar. I mean, except you want us to change what we said that last two questions. We will take it, inshallah. Now, which salah? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam, إِذَا أُكِيمَتِ السَّلَامِ فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا الْمَكْتُوبَةِ. Once the iqamah commences,
the Muazzin starts making Iqama. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
In fact, there are some of like Imam Ibn Hazm said that your salah is batila, whether you make taslim or not.
He said because la salata. This lam islamu limada? Linafiyat al-jins is salah. La salata. No salah is valid. No any salah except the one that is being established. So any salah you are observing when they start making the iqama, stop it during the main salah. Illa al-maktuba. So don't say mutifayat mariwe. La salata. It has spoiled that salah. Illa al-maktuba. One of those that I have seen discuss this issue very well was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopian. In his share of Sunan al-Nasai, he was very extensive on it. Very, very extensive. Very extensive. Allahu Akbar. Our last question for today, inshallah. Alaykum salam. Now? Allah. Allahu Akbar alone. And Akbar. You say Allah. They say Akbar silently. Why did you ask this question? You saw one ustad. You should have asked him. You didn't ask him. Did you ask him? What did he say? He saw a sheikh doing. You tell him, لا تفعل كما يفعل الشيخ. صله يصدقك. Don't just do something because you saw someone doing it. Ask the person, about sheikh, this one you do, what is the hadith for it? What is the proof for it? Before you follow and do. Except those people you know that he will not do it except he sees a hadith. He is stronger than you in asking for hadith, looking for proof. This one, he won't do it except he sees a hadith. In that. But even at that, after that, ask him. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. When the Prophet to say Allahu Akbar and be silent before he begins qira'ah, what did he do?
Salaam alaykum.
He sakatat to kafari. This year, sakatat. After tasbihah. What are you saying inside it? Good student, radiallahu anhu. He is the best of this ummah. In terms of knowledge, hadith and fiqh. And Quran. Abu Huraira was very knowledgeable, Hafizul Ummah, in terms of his hifz. His haris, ala talab al ilm. So, ask, find out. But I don't know any hadith that says, say Allahu Akbar. It's not complete. Allahu Akbar. In fact, if he meets some students of hadith, they will give him a name. They say he makes tadlis al-takbir. He tadlis dallafa. Allah summa sakata. Huwa dallafa akbar. Hada tadlis al-takbir. This is from the aspects of tadlis. It's not proper for him to say. Say Allahu akbar. When you say Allahu, you've not made the statement complete. You are just calling Allah's name. And it's not correct now. You say what? So those of us hearing him, what did we hear? He's not saying it correct. The companions used to hear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say what? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But let me tell you, he shehu may not be saying Akbar. When am I weak on me? I want to say, they can be saying something else. So say Allahu Akbar. Ma ya munafiki. Allahu Akbar la nabikawa sallallahu alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Allah. Even those among the scholars who say that we can say Allah, they say you can say Allahu because it is from Zikrullah.
But ulama said no. In the hadith of Musi'i Salah, the Prophet commanded him, say, Summa Kabbir, say Allahu Akbar. In the hadith of Abu Humayd in the Sa'id, they say, Summa Yukabiru Yakulu Allahu Akbar. There are scholars who say that. No, so, it's about to say Subhanallah, Lord, you know, instead of saying Allahu Akbar, that it is allowed. If you can say Allah, that it is allowed. You can say La, because it is from Azkar. Ulama say no. The Prophet clarified it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who prayed badly. He said, Summa kabbir. Kul Allahu Akbar. Kabbir. Kul. The takbir itself is to say Allahu Akbar. He now say kul swaba is say Allahu Akbar. In the hadith of Abu Humayd in Sa'id, the same thing. He said, Summa yukabbiru. Another one I follow about it, he will now say takbir. Yakul. By saying that Allahu Akbar. So why should he say Allahu and then be silent about it? The two of them go hand in hand. We want to hear the two. They used to hear the two. Malik ibn Huwayris, all these people telling us about the Salah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they did not tell us that. Wallahi, wallahi. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was saying Allahu summa yaskutu wa yakulu akbar la nukila ilayna, they would have told us. Wallahi, they would have companions. People who were in Salah, they are looking at the beard of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From there, they know the surah is reading. Surah by Luka. So, because his beard is moving like this, he's reading what he is. They were watching him. Even in the midnight, they said, Al-Muqanna hadhihi layla salat al-Nabi. This night, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll go and watch him, I pray. They'll be watching him. There are the people who, when he says Allah, and then says Akbar silently, they won't tell us, La. I think it will suffice that we stop here, ikhwan. Subhanakallahumma alhamdik. Shahadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.